Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Scholastica, twin sister of Saint Benedict. Saint Gregory the Great relates a fantastic story about this brother and sister. One day she came as usual, and her saintly brother went with some of his disciples. They spent the whole day praising God and talking about holy things. As night fell, they had supper together. Their spiritual conversation went on, and the hour grew late. The holy nun said to her brother, "Please, do not leave me tonight. Let us go on until morning, talking about the delights of God." "Sister," he replied, "what are you asking? I simply cannot stay outside of the monastery." When she heard her brother refuse her request, the holy woman joined her hands on the table, laid her head on them, and began to pray. As she raised her head, there were such brilliant flashes of lightning, such great peals of thunder, and such a heavy downpour of rain, that neither Benedict nor his brothers could stir across the threshold where they had been seated. "May God forgive you, sister. What have you done?" cried Benedict. "Well," she answered, "I asked you, and you would not listen. So I asked my God, and he did listen. And so it came to be that they stayed awake the whole night, engrossed in good conversation about the spiritual life." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. One of the most important things to Jesus is friendship. At the Last Supper, he said to the apostles, I shall not call you servants anymore, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learned from my Father. So important is friendship to Jesus that when Scholastica asked, he sent a violent thunderstorm so she could have it with her brother. So if friendship is so important to God, what is friendship and how do we develop it? Most people think friendship is about each other. It's not. Friendship is a bond between two or more people who are united by a shared pursuit of something greater than themselves. In true friendships, we stand not face to face, but shoulder to shoulder, focused on a third reality, pursuing some good thing beyond us. You might be running partners or hunting buddies, or the friendships that develop with colleagues as you work on long-term projects together, or the deeper friendship with your spouse as you work together to raise kids. C.S. Lewis wrote that friendship is unlike the romantic desire between a man and a woman, because friendship only really works when two friends are interested in something other than each other. Friends don't just want to sit there absorbed in each other. They want to pursue a common goal together and talk about that something that they're both interested in, whether it's God or physical health or family life or meaningful work or the pursuit of truth or the appreciation of beauty. So friendship is never just about each other. It's always about something else. That's why, says Lewis, the poor people who just want to make a friend never can, because to just be interested in friendship isn't enough to have friendship. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. If friendship is formed by the shared pursuit of some good thing, then I need to be forming myself in good things. Otherwise, I have nothing to give, and I'm not able to receive. If we're going to be running partners, then I need to commit to running. If we're going to be hunting buddies, then I need to own a gun and know how to shoot well. Otherwise, I have nothing to contribute. So where do we begin? Dedicate yourself to pursuing good things. Seek a deep friendship with God in prayer. Exercise regularly. Prepare and eat good food. Engage in work that is good for other people and do it with others. Grow in knowledge about God and the good world around us. Experience real beauty through nature, literature, music, and commit to learning skills like cooking or golf or hiking, whatever it may be. You have to develop yourself. Then we need to take the initiative to invite others to do good things together. Share a meal or a good drink. Walk in or do something in nature. Go to the beach or the mountains or go on pilgrimage together. Read a book with somebody else. Or do some good work together. And while you do it, have good conversation. Good conversation based on good common pursuits is the key to authentic and lasting friendships. But we also need to cut some things out. We need to cut out the things that are killing friendships, basically the time we spend on screens. If you cut out screen time, not related to fulfilling your responsibilities, you will get so bored, and then you will do whatever it takes to form friendships. But as long as you remain absorbed in screens, you will lose out on friendship, because screens crowd out the time and attention and presence that friendship requires. Again, friendship is where two or more people pursue together some good thing. And if I want to participate, then I need to commit to pursuing good things so I can contribute to the common pursuit that results in friendship. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The deepest and most fulfilling friendships are formed when we pursue the greatest thing together, God and holiness and helping others to heaven. And we call that a spiritual friendship. And what is true of all friendships is certainly true of spiritual friendships. I have to make the commitment to seek God through the sacraments, daily meditation with a resolution, removing sinful habits, growing in virtue, and pursuing the good things in life through a well-ordered and balanced life. Only then will I have something to contribute to our shared pursuit of God and holiness, and only then will I be in a position to help you and you me. So if I want to be friends with a runner, then I need to run consistently. Likewise, if I want spiritual friendships, then I have to commit to the spiritual practices. It's a pretty simple concept. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Finally, if I want spiritual friendship, then I need to take the initiative to invite and spend time with people who want the same goal. If we sit back and wait, it'll never happen. And one of the best ways to develop spiritual friendship is to invite one or two or three people to pray the rosary with you and have some good conversation after. You could use this podcast, or print out the transcript and read the meditation, or just open the Bible and pick a passage from the life of Jesus. Read it, pray, and ask the others what struck them. It's as simple as that. That's what Teresa and I do every day, and that's why we have such a fantastic spiritual friendship. So, as a resolution, what are the spiritual practices I need to make a greater commitment to, so that I have something to contribute to a spiritual friendship? And who are we going to invite to pursue God with us? Maybe beginning with a rosary group. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you either about a natural friendship or spiritual friendships?
Your point about shared interests was interesting to me, because I think it's true that it's really easy to build friendship around something that you both like. But I was also struggling to find many things I could point to where I actually had something in common with someone. Now, granted, I think the thing I've been able to share the most with friends is music. Getting to play music with people is, I can't compare it to anything else. And there's a different kind of friendship when you can do something like a sport or an activity together. But I was also just thinking about the ways in which I think friendship can be so easily stunted because we're not interested in the thing that someone else is interested in. So when they talk about it, we kind of zone out until we get to talk about something that we like, and then we're shocked when people aren't interested in the things that we're interested in.
Yeah.
So my resolution is just kind of rooted in, it's like we're worried that we'll be bored. We won't be bored if we just actually focus and listen and really love the person and just try to take an interest in things that aren't yet interesting to us.
Yeah.
And I think we might find more places where we can connect with people if we allow ourselves to be a little stretched.
What you're describing is kind of the prequel to true friendship.
Yeah.
It's such a tendency for us to fall into it being about this person or about ourselves, and neither of those make for friendship.
What do you mean?
Just what you said. This person shares something with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in it. Yeah. I share something with them.
They're not interested.
And it goes nowhere.
Exactly.
Because it's not about you or me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even about us.
Hmm.
It's about a third reality. This is the key.
This is interesting. This is, expand upon that.
Friendship is two or more people pursuing a third reality.
I see.
And this is so radical.
Yeah. I actually think this is why I've personally found that a friend group that stays together the closest, they have something that they're pursuing. I think the only reason that my friend group has been able to stay together since pretty much middle school has been the fact that at a young age, we were united in the pursuit of our faith.
Yep.
And we've always been able to talk about that.
Yep.
We've always been able to pursue that. Or I had my bandmates because we were always able to talk about and pursue music together. This is interesting.
This is the radical part. This is the radical core of friendship that almost nobody gets. And this is why friendship fails.
Do you think that right now people watch movies or TV shows with each other because we don't have other things to pursue in common?
Exactly.
Wow. You're incredibly correct. And you know what actually my new resolution is? I should go do an activity with friends. I should go. Like, there's the thing that first jumped into my mind.
Why do you think I make suppers every Sunday night?
Yeah.
The pursuit of a good meal together.
Yeah. And there is so much to do. I just think we don't think to do it.
because we haven't developed ourselves in doing these things.
Yeah.
Are you beginning to see the logic of this?
This is good.
It's radical.
I feel really encouraged to go ask my friends to do something together. Not
Something
a
good.
screen, not just let's
Yeah,
all
but
get together
going
and
to a
wander
concert,
aimlessly. Yeah.
going
Yeah.
because you share the music, going to a movie, you can share the movie, but better, it's things that you can participate in.
That's good.
A book club is good. You're sharing a book, a meal, going on a walk in nature. And this is where most marriages fail, because they had a common goal, a common pursuit in raising the kids. And when the kids leave, they no longer have a common goal, a common pursuit, so their friendship dies. And that's when married couples need to elevate it to pursuing God together.
Yeah, you can have that in any friendship, any relationship.
Exactly. But when we make the friendship about ourselves or the other person, it kills it because the purpose of friendship is gone.
Interesting. I also do find that the relationships I've had, that my friendships that suffer, it's because we lost the project that we were working on, or something that we were
Exactly.
able to, it just kind of
Exactly.
fell to the wayside, but then the relationship falls to the wayside with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could have great friendships with people you work with because you're pursuing a common project. And then when the work is gone, it's not that you didn't like those people, it's that third reality that bonds you together is gone. This is the essence of friendship. I really don't think.
I think it's also why retirees maybe struggle to find friends or community.
Because they don't have anything to do together.
It's why college students probably have the most friends because they just have a common pursuit, academics.
Exactly.
But we
Exactly.
don't realize that because we're a fish in water doesn't see the water. Like when you're in academics, you don't realize that you're all pursuing something together.
Right.
But
Right.
again, we have that secret weapon because we have our faith, that thing that we are always pursuing together.
Yeah, that's right. Which always gives you the pursuit of God, always gives the necessary third component.
This is definitely radical, but I think this is going to radically change how I approach friendship right now.
Should change it for all of us.
It's also why I think parties are kind of terrible right now. People just show up and then they stand around and they realize they don't know what they're doing there and they leave. It's kind of why dancing was a thing, but
Well,
quite frankly, people my age don't know how to
at
dance.
least with dancing, you would come together and do something
Exactly, that's what
together.
I mean. It's like that there was an actual, but I think a lot of parties now are just kind of, no one wants to actually dance. Even at like a house party, they're like, I'm not going to dance
Yeah.
there. That's wild. That's weird. So they just kind of show up, they stand around, and they leave.
This is why weightlifting with your brothers, for me,
Yeah.
is so important.
That's why I love playing pool,
Exactly.
playing music. It's why people love sports. But this meditation is super helpful because it makes me realize that that activity isn't a barrier to it, or just like a random thing on the side. It is integral to friendship.
Friendship is two or more people pursuing a third thing.
Even if you are just sitting down for a conversation or sitting down for coffee, if you actually have some direction in that, then you're pursuing something.
Yeah.
We want, like you said, with a book club, or you have some philosophical idea that you're trying to tear apart together.
Right.
And I think that's a key to conversation that I've taken for granted.
Exactly. This is a very good conversation.
That was riveting. That was thrilling. You changed my mind. You changed my worldview. We pursued something together.
Yeah, and it was fun.
Isn't that interesting? We have this, you and I have this podcast to pursue together, creating this and these conversations and all this work.
Exactly. What a joy.
What a joy.
And it results in friendship. And that's why really the fundamental mission, our fundamental mission is friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. Well, thanks for the good conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.